Thank you very much, Madam Chair. In the Republic of Moldova, so we have adopted a specific legal framework, sanitary regulation on small-scale water supply, which provides criteria for such systems, definitions. So we consider, so according to those regulations, we consider it small-scale water supply systems which supply less than 2,000 of inhabitants or provide less than 200 cubic meters per day. According to our statistics, so more than 80% of water supply systems in the Republic of Moldova are under this definition, so we consider that they are small-scale water supply systems, and they supply around 45% of our population, take into consideration that the majority of population in the Republic of Moldova is still rural. According to this regulation, which is enforced from 2017, Public Health Inspectorate assures surveillance and issue sanitary authorization for such systems. The main problem with this system is that more than half of them are not operated by a specific or professional operator. They are operated by one or two persons, guided by local mayoralty, municipality. This is the problem with management, which reflects in drinking water quality. So we have an analysis according to last 3 years that non-compliance for microbial parameters is higher in rural systems than in urban ones. And we set as a target to provide an inventory of all small-scale water supply systems and to create an electronic registry of all small-scale water supply systems and sources. So we succeed in that, and during the last 2 years, we create an electronic registry with where we include around 800 water supply systems and more than 3,000 artesian wells and around 20,000 of public wells. So it's a lot of sources which should be monitored for drinking water quality with different frequency. And we consider that this is a good experience which can be shared with other countries. Also, it's of importance to train those persons, and together with the Technical University of Republic of Moldova, annually, on an annual basis, we organize a training for water operators, including small-scale water operators, to provide them with necessary knowledge how to maintain those systems. On the sanitation part, we produce guidance for school sanitation, which covered also decentralized sanitation for rural areas. So it's a guidance also for local municipalities. On that, we also produce a guidance for constructed wetlands and specific guidance on construction and maintenance of urine-diverting toilets, such as EcoSan toilets. And from this year, we started a research project under the coordination of ICRA, It's the Institute of Catalonia for Water Research on studying efficiency of constructed wetland, of antibiotic micro-resistance. And this project is for a few years, and we will study also efficiency on the biggest constructed wetland in Europe, which is located in the Republic of Moldova. So as a future guidance, also which we set as a target, taking into account that we already it's ongoing process for developing water safety plans. We still don't have a guidance for water and sanitation safety plans. So we are working on that to produce such a guidance. Thank you, Madam Chair.